This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. A lot of what the Trump administration's been doing that's been perceived as business-friendly has, in the absence of legislation, been done by regulation. Today, another example of that, the White House has delayed an Obama-era program that would have obliged companies to report how much they pay workers of different races and genders as a way to get a handle on the ethnic and gender pay gap. President Trump, though, says there is a better way to get that data. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer is on it.
The Obama initiative would have been implemented by the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, or EEOC. Acting EEOC Chair Victoria Lipnick says one way to take on the pay gap, better enforcement of the Federal Equal Pay Act by her agency. Another approach, she says, give companies incentives.
To really look at their pay practices and do a comprehensive pay analysis.
Lipnick acknowledges that not all companies would do that. Vicky Shabo is vice president of the National Partnership for Women and Families. She says voluntary compliance won't narrow the pay gap. That takes government action.
The private market solution is really belied by the realities of how things work.
Shabo's group says white women are paid only 80 cents for every dollar a man earns. African-American women, 63 cents. Economist Veronique de Rougie at the conservative Mercatus Center says there's another place to look for answers, the economy.
When the economy is booming, the negotiation power shifts to the employees.
Vicky Shabo of the National Partnership for Women and Families says,
I think that's quite wishful thinking.
Shapo says we've had a wage gap in good times and bad. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.